Om Shanti and good morning. Hope everybody is settled. So today's topic is Lavleen Avastha, that is merged in Baba's love. And as you know, the theme is limitless love, experiencing or living with limitless love. So today we have Brother Atam Prakash with us to enlighten us on this topic and inspire us on this topic. Brother Atam Bhai came in Gyan in 1972. His whole family he surrendered in Madhuban, his brother, his father, his mother. So that tells you how practical he is in his life. He has a perfect balance between laukik and alaukik. In his laukik life also, he was a lecturer. He did his MST, MSc with gold medalist in chemistry. In alaukik life, he takes care of like a toli department. And he has personally fed Bab Dada numerous times since long time. Since 1972, he was making cakes for Baba, feeding Baba. Baba gave him a lot of personal blessings. And he has done a lot of Mansa Seva. He is an expert, from what I know, on Mansa Seva. Every time I used to personally come, my early days, I used to run to his room. And he had this beautiful world map in front of him. And he used to give vibrations. He used to tell me, this is how I do Mansa Seva. And that has made him travel all over the world. He has traveled pretty much all continents. Recently was in Canada. So, before taking so much time. So he has a lot of skills and a lot of love for Baba. He's always merged in Baba's love, I must say. So he will inspire us and take us and share his personal blessings and also the experiences of Dadi. He has taken a lot of sustenance from Dadi Prakashmani and a lot of other seniors. So after that, we will have a small time with questions. They can ask you how to date Baba. He's very good with dating Baba, you know. Om Shanti, brothers. Om Shanti.
States of being merged in Baba's love. On the path of devotion, we were calling out, O God, ocean of love, God, please give us a drop of love. And in this confluence age, we found the ocean of love, Baba. And he made us the master ocean of love. Throughout the cycle, only in this confluence age, we get this golden opportunity to experience God's love. That is why we must fill our heart with true godly love. And we must take maximum benefit of this golden opportunity. But for this, we must understand clearly what is the difference in human love and God's love. When we would have clear understanding in between these two type of the love, then easily we can transfer our true heartly love towards God only. Actually, what is the difference in human love and God's love? First point. God's love is only reliable love, trustworthy love. Human love is not reliable love, trustworthy love. Because when we were sharing our love with the human beings, since copper age, we had a bitter experiences. Lots of bitter experiences. That is why we must share our love with God, because His love is reliable love. Second point, God's love is only unconditional love and uncomplicated love. Human loves have lots of conditions and lots of complications. We have to fulfill lots of conditions. But God's love is not conditional love, unconditional love. Baba only wants clean heart. He said that I want only clean heart. Then you can experience God's love easily. No condition. And third point is, God's love is unlimited love, imperishable love, and selfless love. Human love is selfish love and limited love. Bhava is ocean of love, and the human beings, they have limited love. That is why we must understand our love with God. We must share our love with God. And fourth aspect is, only God's love can purify the souls. Human love impurifies the soul, because body is made of 5 impure elements. Soul also have the traces of impurity. That is why if we share our love with the human beings, we can become impure also. Only by sharing love with God, we can purify ourselves. We can experience upliftment. And fifth point is, God's love is taking us towards the holiest and highest place, soul world. And human love is just making us wandering here in this Maya's world. Top quality souls always staying on top floor. We are top quality souls. Royal souls. Gentle souls. That is why we must be in soul world. But only God's love can take us towards that holiest and highest place. If we realize these five things, then automatically we start sharing our true heartly love with God only, not with anybody, physical beings. Even if we remember human being, we lose the power. In Murali, Baba used to say, "Remember me, remember me." Share love with me. I churn on this point. Why we should remember Baba only? Why not any physical being, human being? Because there is a law. Energy is always flowing from higher point to lower point. When we love God, when we remember God, then only we can receive power. And when we remember any physical being, we can lose the power. That is why we must love God only. For experiencing love-lean stage of being merged in God's love, we have to share our love with Baba, and Baba also must have love towards me, for me. And for experiencing Baba's love, we must imbibe some qualities in our Brahmin life. Then only we could experience Baba's love. Baba can shower us with godly loves, but for that, we must imbibe some divine qualities. First qualities. Pure souls are being showered with God's love. That is why we must maintain very good state of purity. Always we can feel Baba's love if our state is really pure. Secondly, the obedient children are being showered with godly love. We must be obedient with Baba. We must follow Baba's direction, Baba's Srimad, with a great love. Not just with formality, but we must follow Baba's Srimad with a great love. Third point, those souls are becoming the embodiment of knowledge and helping others to become the embodiment of knowledge. Such type of these souls experience God's love in their life very easily. And fourth point is, those souls do the service with a great love. They also can feel shower of God's love on them. And fifth point is, those souls interact with cleanliness and with honesty. Such type of the soul, they receive God's love very easily. That is why we must imbibe such type of the great qualities in our life. We must feel, I'm always receiving Baba's love in this confluence age. But we have to become worthy for that. And those souls are experiencing love-lin stage. Those souls remain merged in Baba's love. They are getting some special benefits or special gifts in our Brahmin life. First benefit, such type of these souls can become easily the jewels of Baba's eyes. They sustain in Baba's eyelid. They live in Baba's heart. And Baba lives in their heart easily. And those souls experience days of being merged in Baba's love. They can experience Baba as a whole world. While being in this world, they can experience easily Baba as a whole world. And third special benefit they experience in their life. Those souls are being merged in Baba's love. They can claim full inheritance from Baba. Others, they are receiving treasures from Baba, but those souls are remaining lost in Baba's love. They claim full inheritance from Baba because they win Baba's heart. Those souls win Baba's heart. Baba is offering them unlimited treasures, no condition. And next benefit, those souls are remaining lost in Baba's eyes, Baba's love. They are getting special help from Baba. Whenever they would be in any sort of problem, they can receive lots of cooperation from Baba, sustenance from Baba, help from Baba. They can experience powerful stage very easily. And that is why in this confluence age, we must always share our true heartly love with Baba. Because Baba is a contractor of love only. After coming 5,000 years, he is asking, do you like to do the contractor of your love with me? Would you like to share your love with me? As much you share with me, that much only I will share my love with you. That is why in this confluence age, we must share our true hearty love with Baba only. And those souls are experiencing love-lean stage. They can easily experience powerful stage, volcanic stage of yoga. Because when they experience combined stage with Baba, on one hand Baba is ocean of love, and on the other hand Baba is an ocean of power also. If I hold the burning charcoal in my hand will burn. In the same way, if I experience combined stage with Baba, If I remain more in Baba's love, then automatically loveful stage can transfer in a powerful stage. And we can experience volcanic yoga very easily. Because this is the need of this hour. Experiencing volcanic yoga, powerful yoga, because loving God means having yoga with Baba. We have love for Baba. We are practicing yoga also. But Baba has said, the time of having ordinary yoga is already over. This is the time of experiencing really powerful yoga. And that is why we must keep on sharing our true heartly love with Baba only, not with any physical being. Because throughout the cycle, since golden age, we will share our love with human beings. We were sharing, and we will share also from golden age. But this is the time, confluence age is the time of sharing love with Baba only. And Baba offer us 24 hours company. I can give you 24 hours company if you want to experience my company. That is why throughout the day we must keep on experiencing God's love by experiencing different type of the relationship with Baba. Because sometimes when we consider ourselves as a soul and remembering Baba, loving Baba, sometimes we feel bored. But for enjoying yoga with Baba, we must keep on experiencing different relationships with Baba also throughout the day, one after another. Then definitely the percentage of love will increase towards Baba. My 100% love must be for Baba only. I offer my heart throne to Baba. No one can sit on the throne of my heart. No one. Baba is already seated in my third eye. No one can sit in my third eye. Baba has said that if third person would be in your eyes, then your third eye will not work properly. Stop working. That is why we must share our true heartly love with Baba only. Since morning till evening, we must keep on experiencing different relationship with Baba. Because we share our true heartly love through the medium of physical body. That is why we can easily transfer our true heartly love through the medium of angelic stage, angelic form. Shri Baba is in Brahma Baba's body, angelic body, and I, the soul, is in my angelic body. And then try to experience different relationship with Baba. Since morning till evening, never leave Baba alone. Always try to be with Baba. how many relations we can experience with Baba? Yes? All? How many? How many? Eight. How many relationships we can experience Baba? When we have the practice of experiencing different relationship with Baba, then only we can experience Baba as my whole world. Your intellect would be detached from that human beings easily, and you can experience Baba as your whole world. Since morning till evening, we must keep on experiencing at least 11 relations with Baba. First relationship, the moment you open your eyes, experience Baba as my father. Experience fatherly love. Sit in Baba's love, Baba's lap, as a baby, and experience selfless love from Baba. When you are going to Baba's center, experience Baba as a supreme teacher. I never ever thought that incorporeal Godfather will become my teacher. I never had that thought, even dream also. And he become my teacher. When you are going outside from the center, sit in Baba's room and experience Baba as a preceptor, supreme preceptor. Experience his hand of blessing on your forehead, on your head. And keep on chanting the mantra of Manmanabhav throughout the day. And then, fourth relationship, experience Baba as your best friend. Enjoy his company. Feel comfort in his company. Then fifth relationship, Baba is my child. Share your innate terms, whatever the property you have with your child. Experience that relationship. Then, sixth relationship, Baba is my mother, spiritual mother. Because we may have sometimes attachment with our Laukik mother, we have to transfer that love towards Baba. That's why we must experience this relationship with Baba. Seventh relationship, experience Baba as your beloved, as your bridegroom. I, the soul, is Baba's favorite bride. Eighth relationship, experience him as a guide. When you are in confusion or double-minded, invoke him and experience him as a supreme guide. He can guide you. Because he is the knower of past, present, and future. And the ninth relationship is, Baba is my protector. He is a supreme protector. Everybody wants to experience the hands, someone hands on their head. Someone as a backbone. And he is a supreme protector. And then 10th relationship, experience Baba as a surgeon. You want to transform any samskar, and if you are not getting success in that, call him, invoke him as a surgeon. Baba, do the surgery of this samskar. And 11th is, experience him as a Dharamraj. He is watching me. I must not commit any mistake. Otherwise, I can get punishment. What I mean to say, keep on experiencing different relationship with Baba throughout the day and share your love with Baba. Because we are beggar now, we are a beggar, we are not even our home. We borrow this home, body from five elements and five vices, Maya. And whatever we are having, only and only little amount of true godly love, we only have that. We don't have anything. Only little amount of true heartly love. That is an invaluable love. That is why we must keep on sharing that love with only and only Baba. And we must not share. Sometimes we are sharing our love with human beings because we are having negative and positive account of this whole cycle with many souls. And that is why unknowingly sometimes we are sharing our love with some souls. We must check that and we must change our intellect. We must transfer that love to us, Baba only. Because our aim is to maintain very good stage of yoga, constant yoga stage. And that is why if we share our true heartly love with Baba only, we can be with Baba there only in Paramdham, and we can enjoy constant connection with Baba only. No one can pull us. When our heart is full with true godly love, no one can pull our intellect. And Maya will not make us full, F-double-L, full, in that situation. Because I am full, F-U-double-L, full, I am full with godly love, Maya will not make me full. That is why we must keep on sharing our love and power. How do I know that I am sharing love with any physical being or physical things? How do I know that? How can I check? Whenever I am sitting in solitude, and if sometimes my intellect is pulled by any physical being or physical thing, it means I am having subtle account with that person or with that physical things. We must check that and we must change that. And we must keep on sharing love only with Baba. Understand? Clear? Limitless love. Lovely in stage. When either soul is getting lost deeply down in an ocean of love, then automatically I can experience powerful stage, combined stage with Baba. This is the need of this time. Because we came to Baba for recharging the battery of a soul. Since long we are charging this battery? 1 year, 5 years, 10 years, 15 years. But even though this battery is not getting charged. Why? Because we are receiving some power by having yoga, morning, evening yoga. But we are using that power also. The expert businessman always checking the three aspects. How much is really my earning? How much is my spending? And how much is my saving? This is the time of saving powers. That is why By having powerful yoga, we must receive lots of powers from Baba. And on the other hand, we must use that power economically throughout the day. And by the result of that, saving of powers will be lot. Because in future, we have to do lots of service through the mind. When we would have the collection of powers, collection of treasures, then only we would be able to do such type of the unlimited service to the mind. That is why this is very important aspect of our Brahmin life. Experience mode stage in God's love. Okay? Clear? Any question? Yes. Seed stage and lovely stage. When we are experiencing lovely stage, then automatically we can experience seed stage. Powerful stage. And in that stage, seed stage only, our sins can burn. Understand? Loveful stage can easily transfer or convert in a powerful yoga stage, seed stage. And powerful seed stage means volcanic yoga stage. Really powerful seed stage, that is called volcanic stage of yoga. We can experience that in soul world easily. That is why Baba used to say in Murli, remember first home and remember me in that home. Because soul world is the only place where we can experience such type of the powerful yoga stage. Deep yoga stage. Any more question? Yes. 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 Sajan. Baba is my bridegroom and I the soul is a bride. This relationship we can experience with Baba easily. You mean this is your question? How can we experience this relationship with Baba? Yes. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. I am a lover and Baba is my beloved. That relationship we can experience easily. Understand? Because he is the supreme. I would like to give you that experience now in yoga meditation. Okay? Yes? Any more question? Nivruti? Kya tha? Pravrutti. Yeah, pravrutti means, see, grosti means getting lost in that family and sharing our love with them only. And pravritti means living with them, taking care of them also, but with a detached manner, as an observer. I am a detached observer, being with them and taking care of them, but with detached manner. Brahma Baba was taking care of Yajna, but as a detached observer. Understand? And Gurusthi means just getting lost in that family and sharing our love with them, attachment, this and that. That is called Gurusthi. Because we have to be with our family like a lotus flower. We have to be with them, but we must be detached from them. Nyara pyara, detached from them. Okay? Any more question? No more? Yes. In my life, I experienced Baba's help in different situations. When one day I was driving my car to Abu Road, and I was new driver at that time, and then rainfall was there, and then all of the sudden my car turned, and half of car was out of that border. Half car was on road and half car on portion was out of that boundary wall of that road. And then I just called Baba. Then that car stopped there, and Baba saved me. Those who were passing, they said that how the driver saved. The situation of this car is very bad. How the driver is saved. And that was really Baba's help. Understand? And many times, sometimes any problem with body, pain, this and that, and then I may not able to tolerate that, and then I am asking Baba, please help me in this situation, and I feel comfort. Then I start feeling comfort. Baba is helping me in that situation. Give me happiness, and means that pain can decrease easily because of Baba's help. Because what is Baba's task? Helping the children. But those are following Baba's Srimad. Those are remaining more in Baba's love. Because in 2016, Baba has said, if you call me from the heart, if you call me Baba, in a second, I will be with you, in front of you. With all the powers, I will be with you. In front of you, and I will help you. This is Baba's promise. But we must call Baba with a true heartly love. Understand? We can experience Baba's help in that, in any situation. Yes? See, I stay with Dadi 30 years in Madhavan, in Pandavan. And Dadi's nature was very loveful nature. I experience her as my spiritual mother. And because of her help, I progress a lot. She was always caring and sharing experience. I learned many things directly from her life. Because she was in front of us in Madhupan. That's why how she is dealing with the groups, how is solving this problem. And we were watching Dadi. And through that, I learned so many things from Dadi also. And Baba, I received so many blessings from Baba because Baba knows everything. How much love we are having for Baba, he know very well. That is why 19 March 1988, I had personal meeting with Baba on the stage of Om Shanti Bhavan. I was just 12 years old in Madhupan. At that time, Baba had given me a wonderful blessing. I never ever expect that blessing from Baba. But I was working on yoga and knowledge, churning knowledge and doing a lot of service with a great love. And Baba has said to me, blessing, you are a world transformer soul. You are doing this task of the world transformation along with Baba. You are getting it in success in each and every task. And in future also, you will get success in future also. You are the one who is using the power of transformation, being a world transformer soul. That blessing I received in 1988. And that was really very huge gift, very big gift from Baba. And that blessings helped me a lot. That blessings build up lots of confidence in myself, lots of courage in myself. And because of that, I was progressing very well in my life. Understand? Because Baba is giving us the blessing because we have to experience that blessing as a part of our life, then automatically we can progress easily in our Brahmin life. That is why, and if you adopt that blessing in your life, then automatically Baba can give you even better, even powerful blessings in future also. That is why we must use that blessing, we must work on that blessing, we must make the part of our life that blessing, then automatically we can progress fast. Okay? Now let us have a powerful experience of this lovely stage and powerful stage. Okay, sit upright, just be relaxed, Om Shanti. And I sit here. I use the eye of my intellect to visualize deeply and clearly in the center of my forehead that I am a very tiny and shining point of divine light. I am a living star, wonderful star, radiant star, radiating divine light all around me. Experiencing wonderful aura surrounding me. I am a loveful soul, spreading the waves of love in this atmosphere. I am a pure soul, experiencing wonderful crown of purity. How fortunate am I? I am visualizing and experiencing my true form, my divine form, with the eye of my soul. Body is just my instrument. Body is just my costume. Body is just my vehicle. My true identity in this world is tiny and shining point of divine light. I, the soul, am sitting in the aeroplane of my intellect. And flying upwards towards the subtle world. I, the soul, is flying beyond this world globe. Flying and flying beyond the sun and moon and the stars. Oh, I arrived at a subtle region where everywhere there is a snow-white, bright, divine light. I, the soul, point of light, adopt a dress of divine light, dress of an angel. How beautiful is this dress? Oh, the emperor of angels. My sweet Brahma Baba is in front of me in his perfect angelic form. My sweetest Shiv Baba is also present in him. Bab Dada gives me love, feel, drishti. I, the angel, is enjoying Baba's wonderful drishti. I, the angel, become lost in Baba's arm, experiencing happiness, unlimited happiness. I visualize the tears of love in Baba's eyes. Oh, my long lost and now found child, I am really extremely happy. I found my child after such a long time. My sweet child, welcome here in this angelic world. And experience any relationship with me. Sometimes you experience me as your Supreme Father. Experience selfless fatherly love from me. Be a small child, play in my lap. Experience me as your supreme teacher. I never ever dreamed that the supreme incorporeal father can teach me through corporeal form. Every day he is coming from long and long soul world, and through Brahma Baba's corporeal form he teaches me every day. He is filling my apron with invaluable jewels of knowledge. My intellect is becoming more and more divine. My sweet child, experience me as your supreme preceptor. Experience my hand of blessings on your forehead. And keep on chanting the mantra of Manmanabha throughout the day. How fortunate am I? I am experiencing different relationship directly with God. And filling my heart with true godly love. I, the soul point of light, is living the dress of an angel. And sitting in the aeroplane of my intellect. And flying into the corporeal world, incorporeal world, soul world, flying and flying upwards. Oh, I arrived at a soul world. Everywhere there is a golden, red, divine light. It is a world of infinite peace. How beautiful is this, my sweet silence home, my true home. Oh, incredibly beautiful form of Shiv Baba is in front of me. He is the most beautiful being in this world. I, the soul point of light, is visualizing with the eye of my intellect Baba's beautiful form. It's an ocean of love. Baba becomes the light of my eyes. In the world of my heart, there is only and only my sweetest Shiv Baba. 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 I, the soul, was experiencing extremely sorrow in the ocean of sorrow. And hey, merciful Father, you lifted me up, you picked me up and put in your lap. On the throne of your heart. I experience comfort on the throne of your heart. Baba is my favorite bridegroom. And I, the soul, is Baba's favorite bride. My bridegroom is decorating me every day with the jewelry of divine virtues. I, the soul bride, singing the songs of the praise of my bridegroom all the time. My heart is overflowing with the love for bridegroom. I, the soul bride, is going closer and closer to my bridegroom Baba. I become lost in his arm of light and might. I, the soul bride, become lost, deeply lost in the ocean of love. I experience oneness combined with my bridegroom. I become lost in ocean of love. I lost my awareness. I experience oneness with him. I felt madly in his love, so that no one and nothing can separate me from him. My bridegroom is ocean of love on one hand. On the other hand, he is a ocean of powers. It's unlimited source of spiritual powers, sun of knowledge. I, the soul bride, is receiving tremendous powers from him. I, the soul bride, is receiving and receiving unlimited powers. And in the fire of yoga, my sins are burning away within no time. I, the soul bride, experiencing lightness and happiness. I experience super sensitive joy in his company. He's my best companion. Truly, these are the most happiest moments of my life. In this sweet palace, peace palace, Paramdham, I, the soul bride, is enjoying wonderful meeting with my sweetest bridegroom Baba. I, the soul, filled with powers, I'm sitting in the aeroplane of my intellect,
and flying towards the corporeal world, from incorporeal world via subtle world. Fly towards the corporeal world and again entering in this bodily house and sitting in the center of my forehead. I am a powerful soul radiating the living waves of power in this atmosphere and charging this atmosphere. As is the form of my sweetest father, is a point of divine light, so is the form of me soul, is a point of divine light. The sparkling star is sparkling on my forehead. Radiating the light of 8 powers all around me. Bhava is the son of knowledge. Straight from Paramdham, I am receiving the shower of powerful rays constantly over me. And I, the soul, is enjoying spiritual sunbath under this fountain of powerful rays. Experience Baba as my whole world. Baba, I am yours and you are mine.